This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamics Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host of the Brunswick High Coaches Show, Cameron Miller.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Dynamic Landscaping, Marshland Credit Union, Parker's, Optum Orthopedics, and Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. All right, coach, another big performance from these Pirates last Friday, 60-6 on the road at Lakeside. What would you say stood out to you the most about how your guys performed last week?
I mean, I think the first thing that stands out is the way they prepared last week and the way they handled the travel. I think that was a big plus. You know, 3.5 hours, you know, one way, and then, you know, round trip, you're looking at six and a half, 7 hours.
Yeah.
And our guys really prepared well. They handled the travel well, and they went up to Lakeside and handled business, and that was really good to see. And they really, you know, came off the bus, were focused, and, you know, that's what led to the victory.
Yeah, it was a good, you know, back-to-back road games, and to bounce back like that, it's always got to be a good positive reinforcer, especially with, you know, season coming to an end, playoffs getting here close. You know, it's not always going to be a home game in the playoffs, and at that point, it's good to have a very well-rounded performance like this that far away on the road. It's got to be a good confidence booster, especially. You know, on offense, it seemed everything was kind of clicking. How important has the, you know, the fast start mentality been for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, when we came out, we, you know, we started on kickoff return, and then they onside kick the very first kickoff, and we kind of expected that, you know, coming from the Statesboro game. And so we made some personnel changes on the front line and a different kickoff return formation, and our guys really handled that well, and we got the ball in really good field position and went down on the first drive and established the line of scrimmage and scored. And you know, that led to, you know, our offense started playing real well on defense. You know, they started out a little slow. You know, we had them deep on third down and long, and they convert, and then they continue to pick up some first downs. But, you know, defense did a really good job of keeping out of the end zone on that first drive, and, you know, they missed a field goal. And so we started in another, you know, field position really good, and drive down and score again. And, you know, just starting fast and coming off the bus ready to play, I think that was a big thing that we did. And, you know, we did our pregame warm-ups, you know, fully padded, so our guys were already in the mindset that we need to start playing now, and not wake up in the second quarter and start playing. So really proud of that, really proud of our coaches and the way they prepared our guys.
Yeah, I mean, like another week of just offensive and defensive dominance, really, you can say that on both sides of the ball, they're just completely locked in and clicking. You know, in a game like that, it can get – and it did. It can get, you know, out of hand pretty early. How do you keep them just locked in when it's, you know, winning by 40 points in a game at 60 points, you know, 54 to be exact, you know, or – throughout the game, how do you keep them just locked in to play after play, stay after it, like no matter what the score is?
Yeah, I mean, even when we tell our backups, you know, you got to prepare like you're the starter, and when you get your opportunity, you got to make the most out of it. But, you know, even when we're doing special teams, you know, we did substitute some on special teams, but certain ones that we want to have out there, just for instance, like if we have a punt team or we have a kickoff team, you know, we're not going to wholesale change out everybody. We're going to sub a few guys, but they got to stay locked in and make sure that when it's their time to get out there on the field and execute. Same thing for offense and defense. You know, when it's their opportunity, they got to make the most out of it. And, you know, just always, you know, stay in the game. Doesn't matter, and you know, until the final whistle or the, you know, the horn blows. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to be in the game, know what's going on, know the situation, and just stay locked in and focused.
Yeah, and when you know, you speak of those substitutes and all, were there any of those guys in particular that you want to kind of shout out that really stepped up and, you know, took advantage of the opportunity that they got to get some snaps in last week?
I mean, I think all the guys that got in, you know, and it's really difficult. I don't think people realize how difficult it is when there's a running clock, you know, about the substitution that we have. You know, we're trying to get guys in and off the field, and, you know, we want to get everybody in. Sometimes it doesn't work out like that. And that's just the flow of the game. And, but everybody that got in, you know, they were prepared. You know, they got opportunities to show what they can do on the field and you know, get some game time reps. And that, like we talked about before, that's very valuable, you know, in a region game. And we just got to continue to build off that and keep working.
Yeah, and it's, you know, every week is just a consistent level. You know, there's been a couple hiccups here and there, but that's just football. You know, it, besides the couple hiccups that there have been, the growth has just been a consistent level of both sides of the ball getting better in multiple different levels, first, second string, like all of the development is there, and it's coming at a great time too. They're all playing great. I can see, you know, they're feeling confident by the score. I mean, it's got to have some good, you know, pep in your step confidence from that, especially in a region game. It's got to be good. But we'll get into a little bit more, you know, talking about this bye week coming up and stuff of that nature. But right now, there is more to come on this Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Friday nights under the lights. Nothing beats high school football in our community. And just like your team, Marshland Credit Union is built on hometown pride. We're here to help you score big, whether it's your first savings account, a new ride, or your dream home. Join us in celebrating our local athletes, because at Marshland, we believe in supporting every goal, on and off the field. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lou Saab Kia, at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lousaabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jack's Tire and Brake, and my Lusab Kia of Brunswick. All right, so come off a big win, and now you've got some good rest week. You got a bye week coming. It's always nice after a good stretch of region games that you've had and back-to-back road games. It's good to have that bye week of rest going into the end of the season. What's your main focus going into this week, and how are you like game planning to attack it?
I mean, just like you said, we've played seven straight weeks of region games. You know, since our last bye week, you know, this bye week has come in a critical time for us, a much needed bye week. And the way we're looking at handling this week at practice, our guys have done a really good job of just staying focused and understanding we want to use this week to recover, to hydrate, to even work on a few days extra on our opponent that's coming up in a week. But we really wanted to look at some things that some self-scout stuff, like what can we do to get better, offense and defensively and special teams on in the three phases of the game. And so we've really attacked that this week. And, you know, we gave our guys off Monday. We're going to give them off Friday. Some much needed time off, coaches as well. And then we're going to get after it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week in the weight room and on the field. And so our guys have done a really good job of coming out to practice and, you know, just focusing on the things that we got to do to get better and knowing, hey, these are the mistakes that we made. This is what we need to do to fix it.
Yeah. And, you know, when you've got that good bit of practice, you know, you have your time of rest and recovery, and you also, you know, you still, like you were saying, you kind of still have to treat it like it's a work week to get everything finally tuned and ready for end of season, but it's still good to have that rest and be able to get your body back right so you can fully attack the end of the season full strength.
Yeah, we didn't want to give our guys the whole week off. You know, we still wanted to have them have a mindset that we're going to go to work, whether it's in the weight room or in the, you know, on the field, and just really work on some things that we can fine-tune or work on our craft a little bit more at our positions, and then just the communication aspect to get on the field, seeing, you know, getting lined up, executing plays, and then just getting lined up on our special teams correctly. That's what we've really used this time for, and our guys have really responded well to that.
What would you say is like your main message to them when you're, you know, they're going through all the reps and all of that, but just to stay mentally locked in, like throughout the bye week, even though there's no game, just to stay in the mindset of this practice is just as important as if there was a game Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too. Like the kids know that we're not playing Friday. So it is difficult sometimes to get up for practice and go and we're not playing Friday. Some guys want to try and get out of practice or weights. And, you know, that's not what we want to see. We want to see guys that step up to the challenge and get out there and they want to work and they want to get better. And like, for the most part, our guys have done a good job with that, but you know, just in keep encouraging them, you know, that we've got to use this time wisely. You know, we do have an advantage. We got a few days that we need to, you know, work on some things, fix some things, and we've got to use that time that we have as an opportunity to get better. And, you know, when guys rise to that challenge and we can do those things and get better, that's when we'll get better as a team.
Yeah, and the team with, the, you know, getting better and all, it's been a long stretch of – the season, you know, we've talked, it's almost over at this point after the bye week. And when you can now this week throughout the bye week, just kind of take a look back and look at the team overall, what would you say has really stood out to you and impressed you the most about where they are at this point in the season?
I mean, going back and, you know, when you reflect on some things and where we were at the beginning of the season and the strides that we've made in the right direction and the competition and that we've had and the ups and downs that we've had through the season, I think our guys have made, you know, those strides in the right direction and proud of those guys. They've took coaching very well. Our coaches have done a really good job preparing these guys and teaching these guys. And, you know, I'm just reminding them, you know, this bye week, you know, 90% of our season, regular season, is over. And, you know, that's that's been the message to the team, and it's really went by really fast.
It has.
And, you know, those guys just need to enjoy the moment and, you know, enjoy being out there with a team and working at practice. But, you know, in one more week, you know, we play South Effingham at home. It'll be a region game. It'll be senior night. And those seniors, you know, we're going to honor those seniors that night. And, you know, just hopefully those guys will realize, you know, the juniors and the sophomores and even some of the freshmen that are out there with us, that it goes by really fast. And you got to make the most out of your time.
The season's flown by. I mean, it's gone by. I feel like we just started these episodes a couple weeks ago, you know, but throughout the duration of it, you know, it's been a lot of progression, and you stack up these large amounts of not only just statistical games, but confidence boosters and all of those, and the strong performances that have been able to be produced this year. What's the, you know, the biggest area of growth that this team's been able to do?
I mean, I think one is just not only offense or defense or special teams, but it's the team working together and, you know, progressing as they're playing for each other. I think that's the biggest thing that we've seen, the relationships that the guys have built over the season of really working together. You know, whether offense makes a play or defense makes a play or we make a play on special teams, the excitement that you see on the sideline with those guys, they genuinely care about each other. So I think in that aspect, you know, and they really took coaching very well. You know, at the beginning of the season, you know, we start off with a loss at Camden, you know, a road game, you know, kind of a rivalry game. And our guys really took that to heart and wanted to get better and push through some things, push through some adversity. And they really battled with that. And even with the loss 2 weeks ago to Statesboro, you know, coming back out to practice and getting ready to go back to work and what it takes to get back on the right side of things. So really proud of those guys and the way they responded. But yeah, for the most part, the biggest area of growth has just been the team chemistry. I think that's been a big thing, you know, playing for themselves and then, you know, not playing for themselves, but playing for each other. And, you know, that's what I'm really proud of.
And, you know, it's good too, while you have these seniors who are so experienced and they've been out there, when you win games by this large of an amount and you're having consistent week after week, the ability to play the younger guys and let them get reps, but it's also they're out there getting the experience with the seniors, being able to kind of, you know, coach them a little bit while they're here. Because this is their fourth year, they've been through it, and them being able to, you know, get some tips and pointers on the field to correct their game, to grow more as a player, that's huge for development, to be able to get that kind of, like, not, we'll say wisdom, I guess, from the older guys to help the team from years to come.
Yeah, I mean, they get that experience, and that's something that they can build off of, or, you know, look back and say, in this situation, you know, this is what needs to happen, or even the sense and the culture of winning, of what it takes. You know, I think that's another thing, that these are the things we got to do to be successful, and, you know, we got to do it on a consistent basis every single day we come out. And when we play on Friday nights, you know, that's what it's got to be. That's got to be the standard.
Yeah. And it's coming into a good time of the year where it's looking good. And I'm just sitting here. I'm not out there at practice, but, you know, I feel good about how this team is producing consistently. I'm really excited to watch the rest of the season and to see how this year plays out. I'll have just a couple more questions, but for right now, we're going to take a quick break, be right back on this Brunswick High Coaches Show. We're here with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Optum Orthopedics is proud to serve the Brunswick community. Kevin Brooks, Michael Dunn, Wes Stroud are here to cover you from head to toe. Don't let an injury keep you on the sidelines. So go where the pros go. Optum Orthopedics, the official orthopedics team for the Savannah Bananas, Ghost Pirates, and Georgia Southern Athletics. Their fellowship-trained surgeons are the bone, muscle, and joint leaders in the Southeast. Like the pros, you deserve the best care possible. Optum Orthopedics is a physician-owned practice focused on your results. Schedule online today.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough, That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Get it, got it, good.
Parker's.
Parker's new mobile app saves you time and money. Check gas prices from your phone or pay at the pump with mobile pay instead of using a card. Plus, Parker's app has a quick link to exclusive discounts, job openings, and gas savings of up to 10 cents per gallon with pump perks. Download the app at parkersga.com and get a large fountain drink free.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Cameron Miller. This segment is brought to you by Marshland Credit Union, Dynamic Landscaping, Parkers, and Optum Orthopedics. All right, coach, just a couple more questions. As good as they've looked this year, every team still has things that they want to clean up. I'm not saying they're major issues or faults or anything of that sort, but just things to clean up, to say. And throughout this little bit of bye week you got left, and throughout the course of next week to prepare for the next week's game, what's the biggest area that you would say you want to focus on cleaning up before you get back into that game action?
I mean, one, we do want to play a penalty-free game. I know that's, you know, difficult sometimes to say, but those are things we want to limit, you know, penalties, whether it's drive-killing penalties on offense or, you know, something that gives life to an offense on when we play defense. So we want to make sure that we limit some penalties, you know, make sure we don't make any penalties that, you know, gives life to the other team, whether it's on special teams or anything else. So we want to continue in that aspect of playing a clean game. The other things, you know, we've been working on, you know, our offense and defensive staffs have really done a really good job of self-scouting what we've done, you know, offensively and what things we need to work on or maybe break some tendencies. And then defensively, you know, what plays can we work that we struggle with, you know, and then where we can get better in that aspect. And then same thing in our kicking game. We worked, you know, different things on our punt team, whether it be, you know, kicking it directional or working on our fakes or, you know, on kickoff, we're working on different, you know, kicks, whether it's onside kicks, pooch kicks, or we're kicking it deep, you know, different areas around the field and covering down and squeezing. And then with our return team, putting in some different return and different personnel, you know, so that we can be aware of any fakes or, you know, onside kicks. So we've done a really good job with that, covering, you know, all the bases this week. And we're going to continue, you know, just putting that in the minds of our guys and always being prepared.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a process. And you of all people, you know that. And it's been a very good progression throughout the year. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to y'all getting some good rest and some good building and getting ready for next week. But I'm just going to ask you one more thing, and we'll get out of here. You know, it's a bye week, but still, just give some kind of a message for Pirate Nation this week. It's a bye week. Enjoy it, but just what's a message that you want to give to Pirate Nation as you get ready to finish it off and get ready for next week?
I mean, one, the support has been awesome this season, you know, from our fan base, and, you know, making the, you know, the two trips to Augusta or being here at home at Glynn County Stadium. And, you know, we want to call all Pirate Nation next, you know, Friday night, you know, not this Friday, but next Friday, you know, Halloween night in Glynn County Stadium. We're playing South Effingham, and we're going to, you know, that is senior night. We're going to honor our seniors, and, you know, they've been a part of a lot of wins and, you know, this program here for the past 4 years, as I have seen a lot of success. And, you know, a lot of those guys have been a part of that. And we definitely want to take that time to honor these guys and show them, you know, all their hard work and support. But I think we just got to continue to, you know, focus at the task at hand. You know, we are still playing for a region championship, and we've got to do our part. Still need a little help from another team, but we're still trying to fight for a one seed. So we've got to do our part Friday night and take care of business. And, you know, South Effingham's going to be coming in here. You know, they're trying to win a playoff spot as well. So it's going to be a good matchup. And, you know, I think both teams will be ready to play.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to see it play out and have a good week. You know, Coach, have a good bye week. Enjoy it. Hope everything goes great. To everybody listening, thank you very much for joining us on this Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. We're here with head coach Garrett Grady, and you're listening to the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us right here each and every week during the season. I'm Cameron Miller, signing off.